Revelation chapter 13. In this chapter, we're going to see quite a number of details regarding the identity of the Antichrist. These things were written by John almost 2,000 years ago, and we're witnessing these things unfold and be understood, clearly understood, right before our eyes. There are in the scripture 57 specific details of identity regarding the Antichrist. And who he is not that important, because he's just another sorry soul on his way to hell. He was the first to receive the 666 biochip in his right hand, and his two sons were the second and third persons to receive it back in 1996. But it's amazing to see these things written 2,000 years ago, these details of identity. He's already fulfilled 35 of them, and there's a law of compound probability regarding identity details given in the scripture. Starts out 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, and you can see that before long we get into some very large numbers. The odds against anyone fulfilling the specific identity scripture details for the Antichrist, the odds against anyone fulfilling the ones that this one has already fulfilled, is over 8.5 billion, that's with a B, 8.5 billion to 1 against anyone fulfilling the scriptures that this Antichrist prince has already fulfilled. We're going to see a number of these in this 13th chapter of Revelation. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And if you will look on the crest of Prince Charles, you'll see that for the first time in history there is a monarch who has 10 of these horns, 10 of these heraldic beasts, symbols of power, on his crest. There's also, if you count them, 7 crowns on this crest, 7 crowns and 10 horns. 10 horns, it's interesting, is the symbol for the World Trade Organization, but it's also very interesting that on the crest of this man you find 10 of those heraldic beasts, 10 of those horns, and 7 crowns. Now remember, in Revelation 12:3, there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Yes, 7 crowns upon his head. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? It's interesting, the red dragon is the symbol of the country of Wales. Look at the flag of Wales and you'll see the red dragon. Again, looking at the crest, the heraldic crest, Prince Charles, you'll see in the lower right-hand corner the red dragon, which gave him his seat and power and great authority. He comes from the 13th Illuminati bloodline, the Merovingian, most powerful of the 13 satanic Illuminati bloodlines. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. When does this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints begin? It begins at Passover, and he picked up the tab for the UN Millennial Summit, where he had thousands of heads of state and their entourages, and religious mucky-mucks and their entourages, and he put them all up in Manhattan for about 6 weeks. His picture was on the cover of the UN Millennial Summit commemorative magazine. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. His ancestors were defenders of the faith, and he wants to be defenders of faith. Mr. World Order Religion of Tolerance, where everything will be tolerated except the faith, so he wants to be the defender of faith, to defend all faith from the faith. The only thing that will not be tolerated are commandment-observant real Christians and Jews. They are to be considered not authentically human. Not authentically human. He is the one who coined the phrase sustainable development. And when you hear that word sustainable development, when you hear those words sustainable development, mark it down. It's Satan's development. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Today, all governments in this world are Antichrist. He sits as the positional head of all satanic, Luciferian, Freemason, occult, anything in the occult realm under Satan. He sits today as the positional head of it all, as head of the Order of the Garter. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Who's his God? Lucifer is his God. And he stands against the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and wants to usurp that position as the false Christ, the Antichrist, the false Messiah. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. At some point he will go to the Temple Mount and declare himself to be God. He opens his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. There we go, crashing pre-trib la-la land again. Brethren, do you know that there is not one single verse in the entire Holy Bible in context that says or supports pre-trib la-la land rapture? It was given unto him to make war with the saints. Brethren, pre-trib la-la land just took another hit. How do you make war on somebody that's raptured out? The Antichrist is given power to make war with the saints. Are you a saint? The Antichrist is going to wage war with you. It's much better to prepare for tribulation and the Antichrist war and be surprised by a rapture than to be preparing for a rapture and be surprised by the Antichrist war on the saints. If you're a saint, Antichrist is given power to wage war on the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. He has that power now. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. Brethren, the accuser of the brethren spirit is going to go on from within the body of Christ, and it will be teamed with this horrendous Judas spirit of betrayal. Raise up a standard against it, and understand that anyone who gets into betrayal and leads into captivity will themselves go into captivity. Vengeance is the exclusive domain of God Almighty. Understand that he that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Antichrist, in his war on the saints, tries to wear out the patience of the saints. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This is the Pope, the false prophet Pope, who is the false prophet for this false Messiah. This Antichrist prince has his own prophet, the Pope. And all control of all world religions has been given with full inquisition authority to the Pope of Rome, signed, sealed, and delivered on June 26, 2000. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He will say, worship the Antichrist prince as the Messiah, as God. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. Charles means man. It's the number of a Charles, and his number is 666. Prince Charles of Wales, applying the gematria to the Hebrew, adds up to be exactly 666. Applying the gematria to the English, it adds up to be 666 exactly. And I believe that if it were done correctly, and there's a number of different possibilities in the Greek, that it would also add up to be 666 in the Greek. The one thing that is certain, in the Hebrew and in the English, applying the gematria method, which is the method John used all his life and the method that he refers to in this verse to calculate the number of the beast, his number, adds up to be exactly 666. 666. Yes, the odds against anyone fulfilling the identity prophecies given in Scripture that this one has already fulfilled is over 8.5 billion to 1 against it, and there's only 6 billion people on the planet. Two things are required before we know we're at the end. The Antichrist needs to be revealed, and that has been done since 1997. Actually, since 1993, it was showed to Monty Judah, and it was showed to me. Monty knew how to do the 666 calculation in the English, and the Lord had given me the solution to the riddle of the seven kings in Revelation 17. All the way back to 1993, and then it's been published on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, all of these details, since 1997. The Antichrist has been revealed. And if you look at his crest, you find that the beast has the body of a leopard, the feet of a bear, and the mouth of a lion. All of the details described in this chapter you'll find on the crest of Prince Charles of Wales. Revelation chapter 14, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. Now, I do believe there will be exactly 144,000 standing with the Lamb, but also remember that 144,000 is 12 times 12 times 10 times 10 times 10. God's people times fullness. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. The everlasting gospel, here it is, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Here's the everlasting gospel. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Don't receive this mark. The King James Version Holy Bible is the only Bible where you find this mark to be in and not on. Brethren, there's only one Holy Bible, and only the King James Holy Bible says in and not on. Can you see how just one letter change can mean the difference between heaven and hell? The difference between in and on. One letter can literally have the effect of heaven and hell. And there are thousands, literally thousands, of changes in these modern perversion Bibles. Thousands, as many as 300,000 word changes in these various perversion version Bibles. There is one Holy Bible, very difficult to obtain in most places in Europe as we speak today. Soon it will be impossible to get a Holy Bible. You can get all the non-Holy Bibles that you want, but there's one Holy Bible. It's the authorized version, the King James Version, the version which was sprinkled with the blood of the martyrs, the version which represents God's promise and his faithfulness to purify and preserve his word and purify it seven times. That seventh purification is the King James Version Holy Bible, which has stood the test of time, has never been revised. It is the only book written in English which is 100% truth and is written outside of linear time. Don't take the mark. That is the sin of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. There is no repentance from that sin. Whoever receives that mark seals their eternal destiny. As long as someone hasn't received that mark in their right hand or in their forehead, there is hope. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Brethren, these commandments, anyone tells you they're done away with, is a liar, working for the devil, whether you know it or they know it or not. Here is the patience of the saints. Are you a saint? How do you know? Here are they that keep the commandments of God, God's royal law, those Ten Commandments, yes, including the fourth one. Here are the saints, the saints. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. The way you keep the commandments is how you prove your faith to yourself. We don't keep the commandments to be saved. We keep the commandments because we are saved. Because of that love of God dawning in our hearts, we delight and get to and want to keep his royal law of love. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Brethren, it's harvest time, and all of us should enter into the harvest regarding the everlasting gospel. To fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters, calling men to repent. One very easy way to enter into the harvest, now that all of those links and messages, the Basic Faith series and the other messages by Henry Gruber and Brother Victor, and those things which could make people understand the times, something that could bring them up to speed quickly with what in the world is going on. A link to that page with all the real audio files could very easily be sent to anyone in an email that you know that has a computer. It's a very simple and effective way of entering into the harvest. We're about at the end of the harvest, and it's time to reap wrath if people do not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, keep His commandments, and have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all called now to enter the harvest, and it's a very easy way. If you know someone who has a computer, they can hear the truth and be brought quickly up to speed.